Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update today from ABC News is next at 7 o'clock, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple police forces in six cities reporting that their 911 phone lines went down overnight.
The entire state of South Dakota, one county in Nebraska, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, and two departments in Nevada, including the Las Vegas Police Department. Even landlines were unable to dial 911 into Las Vegas police. The cause of the outages? Not clear, but just yesterday, an analysis from the Homeland Security Department warned that 911 call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Many of those emergency call systems are back up now. There are reports that the Justice Department has agreed to pay $100 million to settle claims with about 100 women who say they were sexually assaulted by gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar after an internal investigation found FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations. Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial resumes today in New York. Seven jurors have been sworn in so far. This is ABC News. The NBA says its investigation is still open after banning Raptors player Jonte Porter for life for gambling.
The investigation revealing Porter left a game after just 3 minutes last month, claiming he was ill, to benefit people who had gambled that he'd have only limited playing time that night. The NBA says one gambler associated with Porter had placed an $80,000 bet on him underperforming and stood to make more than $1 million. The commissioner saying while legal sports betting creates transparency that helps identify suspicious or abnormal activity, this matter also raises important issues about the sufficiency of the regulatory framework currently in place.
ABC's Andrew Timbert. It was almost a very expensive European trip.
$143,000? Are you guys crazy?
That was the bill a Florida man got from T-Mobile. The company saying that Renee Redmond backed up the charges by using roaming data, despite Redmond saying he talked with T-Mobile before his trip. After he contacted our ABC station in Tampa, they erased the charges. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
4 minutes after 7 on a Thursday morning get-together from WRCO and WRCE. We'll look at that wet forecast. Hopefully I can read it coming up.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today, a high of 53 with some light rain likely. West winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds and chilly. Frost possible tonight, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine at times and 53. Low 50s on Saturday and Sunday, near 60 with sunny skies. This morning, off and on rain over the course of the last half hour to 45 minutes here at the studios, and about, 7/100ths of an inch of rain now in the rain gauge, with a few sprinkles still happening at this hour. It is 45 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge today.
Out of my heart, and baby, out of my mind. I hate to tell you, girl, but I'm only quitting one.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO. Hopefully life is treating you well today. No baby news. Somebody called earlier and asked if I was a grandpa again. No, not yet. No. It'll be any time, I'm thinking, when little Philip will be born. But no, I don't know the name. We do know that Allison and Larry are having a boy, but don't know the name. They kept that under wraps. And, of course, I was rallying for Philip. And Larry's like, yeah, you know, that doesn't sound too bad. But Allison said, I can't imagine a little baby named Philip. So I doubt I'm going to get that, which we'll see. Anyway, Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn now.
I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck, hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a rodeo man. Co-op truck stop shoppers, been a road hard and put up with. If four more uphill hours to show them that I ain't dead yet. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Since the day and the life of a good ride, like a fox on the tail of a rabbit. I'm chasing that buckaroo line. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. Tie me on tight, bet it all on one good ride. Get me off this thing alive. Give me it, Lord, that's the plan. Of a rodeo man.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then, my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day now. Any day now, when your restless eyes
shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay. Until you're gone forever, I'll keep holding on for dear life. Holding you this way, begging you to stay. Any day now, when the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. Then my tears will flow, then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, love will let me down, 'cause you won't be
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO, the classic tune there. Today, some things to celebrate. It is Poem in Your Pocket Day. It's Take Action for Libraries, Pet Owners Independence Day, Newspaper Columnists, Lineman Appreciation Day. It's National High Five Day, International Pizza Cake Day, National Animal Crackers. It's also College Student Grief Awareness Day, Adult Autism Awareness. And today is International Amateur Radio Day as well. That's what I celebrate every day. I'm an amateur on the air. Anyway, we'll check out some notes with old Hank Bray. We'll see what he's got going in just a moment here.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Adam Hess makes it sound too good.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. He sets us up too much.
I wish you
would. People expect more.
Well, if they know us, they know they're going to get very much.
That's right.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
A fast fact. Did you know the guy who invented Pac-Man, the game itself, he invented it the design of the game came from a pizza, missing a piece of pizza.
Is that right?
Yep, that's how he come up
with
that. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So
I spent a couple of years really studying Pac-Man, you know, back in school.
You mean studying or playing?
Yeah, and yeah. I always kind of like Miss Pac-Man better.
Yeah, she was
the game.
She's a lot prettier.
Well, I think the game was more fun, and then Donkey Kong was kind of
You know what? Donkey Kong was awesome.
That was my jam. Yes. That's where the Mario Brothers first started.
Yep.
And did you know that it's supposed to be Monkey Kong? So they were, was developed in Japan, I believe, and in translation, somehow it got to be Donkey Kong, but it was meant to be Monkey Kong, which makes more sense because it's a big monkey who's got the princess, and he's throwing fireballs and barrels, and you get the hammer trying to...
Those helicopters are still around.
Yeah, I never got to that level. Are there helicopters in, like, the third level or something? Yeah. Giving yourself some chest compression there.
I left home this morning.
Yeah?
I got a call from Miss Sherry Bunce. And she goes, can you take a picture of that sunrise for Philip?
Oh.
It was gorgeous. It really was. So the time I got to the place to take a picture, it was full clouds.
It was gone.
Yeah. Well, it was there. It was just covered by clouds. I had rain from basketball all the way here.
Yeah. And it wasn't raining. People, you look out your windows. It weren't raining. No, it's not. But it started here. And then, of course, we've got like 800s now. But
yeah.
Speaking of which, so did you see last night the after sunset? And I don't know if I've seen this, but it was like an hour after sunset. It was like 8:30. And there was still like bright sky in the west. So it was really strange how that kind of went around us.
It's just maybe it was the glow off me, Phil.
Well, it could have been. It was kind of in the direction of basketball. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. You know, there are some new products out there I thought that you might be interested in, Hank.
Is it food?
Oh, yeah. They're all food related.
Okay.
Well, how you doing on your diet, by the way?
Good.
Okay, good.
I had a donut yesterday. Thanks a lot, Bo.
Yeah, this is the confessional for your diet.
Yes,
sorry.
Forgive me, Phil. I have not dieted.
I had a donut. Well, bless you, my son. You can turn Cheetos into delicious dust with a Cheetos Duster.
Really?
Yeah. Great with mac and cheese, fries, popcorn, hot dogs, and more. Tired of the same old recipes? Do you wish your boring food could become better? Perfect with your favorite Cheetos, including Cheetos Flamin' Hot, Cheetos Crunchy, Cheetos Baked, and more. So what it does, it's this little, like, grinder So you put your Cheetos in there and it grinds them up, and then you can have Cheetos dust.
I'm going to go get one today.
You can get it on Amazon.
Not happening.
How about a Hostess Variety Pack Cappuccino and Hot Cocoa, 30 single serve brew cups flavored like Twinkies, Snowballs, and Ding Dongs?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's two Ding Dongs here. Yeah, so. Well.
And what happens when old El Paso stand and stuff taco shells collide with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I bet we have some kind of breakfast food.
Cinnadust. No. You get a sweet cinnamon dessert taco shell ready to stuff with ice cream and cheesecake filling, bananas, and whipped cream. Gluten-free taco shells featuring the flat bottom so they'll stand up on their own. And you can stuff them with your favorite stuff.
Wow.
How about that?
Yep, not going to eat that either.
No?
Nope.
How about fried chicken flavored candy in a collectible tin?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'm not making it up. You can order it right now.
You're getting worse and worse, buddy. Yeah.
And last but not least, iconic snack meets iconic breakfast combo, the new Lay's IHOP Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Potato Chips are here.
Oh, my God.
Perfect flavor of strawberries and syrup, subtle touch of bacon for savory balance, all served on the perfect golden and crispy potato chip. There you go, Hank.
Wow.
Some ways to break your diet today.
Well, and none of those.
None of those are going to do it? Not even the Cheetos dust?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of the fried chicken candy.
Fried chicken candy. Probably less calories. I don't know.
White meat, please.
Yeah.
Hey, the average four-year-old, Philip. Ask poor June here. The average four-year-old, plus Phil, asked over 400 questions a day. Do you know what one of the major questions is?
Probably they're hungry. Or what do they want to eat?
Why?
Why? Oh, of course.
Why?
Sure.
Why, June?
Got to explain it. Why?
Phil?
Exactly.
Why, honey? I mean, I was just.
Yep.
Well, all right. Humans shed 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime, Philip.
Ooh.
Completely replacing their outer skin every month.
Like a snake. Hmm.
No.
I noticed a little scaly around your office in there, too.
Haven't bathed for a month.
No, I don't.
All right. More than 2,500 left-handed people are killed every year from what?
I don't know.
Using equipment meant for right-handed people.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
It is so tough when I get a left-handed pen.
A left-handed pen?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. Or a left-handed nail you're trying to nail.
Left-handed hammer. The average adult, let's see here. Here's something to go with your ring bacteria. The average adult has 2 to 9 pounds of bacteria in her body. On average day, 2 to 9 pounds of bacteria.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is. Here I was worried about squirt.
Squirt's clean. Starfish can regrow their arms. In fact, a single arm can regenerate a whole body.
Crazy.
Yep, that's nuts. Huh. Yep. And here's something that blew me away. Think about this. The total weight of all ants on Earth is greater than the total weight of all the humans on the planet. So there's more weight from ants than they are humans.
That's mind-boggling, isn't it?
It is crazy. And I did my job to get rid of my ants over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, but they're already back. Yeah.
Your Aunt Sally and your Aunt Flo and your Aunt Dottie. And
Yeah. Wow. What is the highest court in the land, Philip?
The highest court in the land.
Yeah.
I don't know, because there's probably an answer.
There's a basketball court above the Supreme Court.
Did you know that? I should say the Supreme Court, but I knew that wasn't right.
Well, it is, because there's a basketball court above it.
Oh, above it?
Yes.
There's
a basketball court above the Supreme Court. It's known as the highest court in the land.
So, I wonder if they're ever playing, you know, when the court is in session. Boom, boom, boom.
What's going on up there? Hold it down up there.
Yeah.
A mosquito, Philip, has 47 teeth.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
A mouse can fit through a hole the size of a ballpoint pen.
Oh, I believe that.
Do you see? That's just amazing to me.
They can,
especially those left-handed pens.
Yeah, they can scrunch their little bodies through a lot of things.
Here's something else that's kind of scary. Half of all humans who have ever lived have died from malaria.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and here's something that you could. There is one in 200 chance of being related to Genghis Khan.
Oh, okay.
So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your big break.
Genghis Hank.
Yeah.
There is a garbage swirl in the Pacific Ocean the size of Texas.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, that's really sad. Mm. Yeah. Well, multiple Marlboro men, Philip, have died from lung cancer.
Well, they haven't used the Marlboro man for a long time.
No, they haven't. It's illegal, I think, now.
Yeah, it is. They used to use him in print advertising after it was taken off radio and TV in 1970.
Yeah.
Yep.
If the human brain were a computer, it could perform 38,000 trillion operations per second.
Huh, wow.
All right, the world's most powerful supercomputer, his name is BlueJeans, can manage only 0.002% of that.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
But computers are catching up, I think.
Well, with you and I, they were.
Your 84 Apple that you have.
Yeah, my 84, yeah. Yep. Mine's 85.
Is it? Oh, you got 85. Oh, hey, good deal.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for that upgrade.
Oh, yes.
Buddy, stay dry today. Are you going to be out and about today?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, me
supposed
too.
Supposed to be, Hank.
Where are you going to be?
Supposed to be in Richland Center.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Boys or girls?
Girls. Softball.
Who are they battling today? Prairie? Is it
Prairie.
Prairie. Mm-hmm. Yep. Prairie's actually having a pretty good season.
They are. Yeah. So kind of bounced back a little bit. So,
yep.
But we'll see. It's kind of wet out there again today.
This morning. And
it's not going to be a real good drying day.
No. We can get out there and blow on it for a while, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Have you mowed your yard yet?
You know what? I mowed last night.
Did you?
Just the back, kind of like what do they call it? What do we call it? A
trim?
A mullet.
Oh, okay.
A yard mullet.
Party in the back.
Yeah. Buddy, have a good day, everybody.
Right.
Be kind.
That's old Hank Wadsworth Bray right there.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Spring blooming plants are plentiful at Added Touch Floral and Gifts as prom season hits the area. Make sure you receive the perfect corsage or boutonniere for that special date. Each one can be custom designed to match and highlight your outfit. For a little added touch, compliment your date's flower with a thoughtful gift or card. And don't forget Mother's Day is May 12th. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown florist, 339 North Main Street, 647-2319. Helping make sure your prom night is a success.
Experience unbeatable savings at Richland Locker. Enjoy 15% off all fresh chicken varieties, including regular and marinated breasts, wings, leg quarters, and whole chickens. Plus, take advantage of the special deal on 2-pound boxes of cod loins for just $12.98 each, saving over $7 per box. Don't forget to check out the deli for delicious hard salami at $8.98 per pound and Munster cheese at $4.98 per pound. Hurry into the Richland Locker and stock up on these incredible offers today.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelinek. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
7:36, 45 degrees with a little light rain today, 9/100ths of an inch here at the RCO studios. This day in history, 1956, actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco at a civil ceremony. 1966, The Sound of Music won the Best Picture and Best Director Academy Awards. And also in 2016, Hamilton, the hip-hop stage biography of America's first Treasury Secretary, won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to Liam Beckel and also to Jonathan Iverson. Happy birthday, Jace Olson from Mom and Dad, to little brother Jace from Alyssa. Also happy 8th to Jace Olson from Grandma and Grandpa Olson, and Jace from Steve, Amanda, and Kelsey, Chris, and Isaiah. Happy birthday, Jace, from Butch and Margaret as well. To Eli Swenson from Five Points Lutheran Church. To Ron Parker, happy birthday from Brandy Parker today. And wishes to Chris B. from 867-5309. Also to Jamie Pauls from Jay and Mary Pat. Happy birthday, Parker Katasek from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Audrey Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Have a great day. To George Faulkner from Five Points Lutheran Church. We have a happy 37th birthday wish today to Becky Clone from a friend. Today from the RC Lions, we salute Christopher Jarr, to Emily Stafford, Becky Clone, Amanda Bradley, Ryan Nimix, and Chris B. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, leaving us wishes for Leslie Guilford, to Dave Hillman, Justin Hines, to Daniel Hinkle, and Brett Jenny, Julie Nanke, Jackson Schultz, and Jack Wilkinson. Happy birthday today from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Roseanne Knorr. And happy anniversary, Dan and Becky Tracy. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Roseanne Knorr and Bonnie Payne on their birthdays. Happy anniversary, Dave and Deb Heinlein, and to Tim and Trudy Perry.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
7:41 the time. Good morning. Well, every once in a while, it doesn't hurt to play a little John Denver just to keep things on the up and up there in Sextonville. This is Johnny D and Sweet Surrender.
Lost and alone on some forgotten highway, traveled by many, remembered by few. Looking for something that I can't believe in, looking for something that I'd like to do with my life. There's nothing behind me and nothing that ties me to something that might have been true yesterday. Tomorrow's open. Right now it seems to be more than enough to just be here today. And I don't know.
There you go, John Denver, from June's trophy husband. Well, she was looking for a trophy husband. All she got was a participation ribbon, but that's all right. Hey, Joanne has the news coming up next.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed April 15th through the 27th. They will be reopening on April 30th.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 45 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Cloudy and cool with rain this morning, a high of 53 and west winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly, frost possible in areas with a low of 33. Currently in Richland Center, it is a rainy 45 degrees. The air is calm, and we have received a tenth of an inch of rain.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. All 72 Wisconsin counties have low wildfire danger. That follows rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday. It's a significant improvement from earlier in the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. It's not all good news, though. High winds from Tuesday night's severe weather tore the roof off an historic building in Beloit. The Pump House building houses three nonprofit agencies, and those tenants are now seeking temporary offices. The Pump House was built in 1885 and is listed on the state and national registers of historic places. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the state's general fund will be dropping significantly from record highs following the pandemic. Researcher Jason Stein says the fund will be dropping from over $6 billion to under $4 billion. That drop in the fund comes after the Republican-led legislature and Governor Tony Evers raised some spending and lowered taxes last year. WPF says Wisconsin will be able to cover any current short-term debt spending, but will need to carefully consider any major new spending or cuts. A new Marquette Law School poll has Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin with narrow leads in Wisconsin. The latest poll has the former president supported by 51% of registered voters in Wisconsin, President Joe Biden by 49%. The numbers are identical among likely voters in the U.S. Senate race. Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin has the support of 52% of registered voters. Republican challenger Eric Hovde is at 47%. Among likely voters, their race is a dead heat, both at 50%. The survey conducted April 3rd through 10th, interviewing 814 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.8%. 736 respondents were considered likely voters, and the margin of error for that group is plus or minus 5%. About a dozen states are rolling back their child labor laws, and lawmakers are trying to do the same in Wisconsin. Labor leaders are pushing against it. They say child labor laws help kids and families. Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed. It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are be able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
Governor Evers recently vetoed a bill to lower the bar for 14 and 15-year-olds to work. Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to the national rate of 3.5%. A study a few years ago by AAA found that drunken driving, older drivers, and driving alone increased the risk of fatal wrong-way crashes. Nighttime driving is also a factor, with 78% of wrong-way collisions occurring between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Attorney General Josh Call announced a new partnership with the U.S. Department of Transportation to review and resolve consumer complaints against airlines and ticket agents. The agreement streamlines how the Attorney General and USDOT will work together to review consumer complaints and identify violations of federal aviation consumer protection requirements. This action comes at a time when complaints about flight disruptions, lack of refunds, and lost or delayed baggage continue to core passenger concerns. The new process for addressing consumer complaints against air travel companies, outlined in a memorandum of understanding between the Wisconsin Attorney General's Office, DATCAP, and the USDOT, reinforces state and federal commitments to protect the rights of the travelers. Wisconsin is one of 25 states or territories that either signed an MOU with the USDOT or expressed an interest in executing such an agreement. Federal law places the central responsibility for protecting airline consumers with the USDOT. Under this historic agreement, the Attorney General's office will be authorized to investigate consumer complaints against air carriers, ticket agents, and other air travel companies supervised by the USDOT. The Attorney General's office and DATCAP will work with consumers and companies to resolve complaints and, if necessary, will refer complaints to the USDOT's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection. The MOU will last for 2 years, and Wisconsin and the USDOT may agree to extend it at two-year intervals after the agreement ends. From the monster under your bed to being injured or attacked, nightmares are something we all have every once in a while. We have new research that is investigating why they happen. Experts say alcohol, caffeine, and certain medications are just some of them. Other causes include watching scary movies, having a difficult conversation before bed, or seeing something upsetting on the news. Manage your stress and the content you consume throughout the day. In an effort led by Community Resource Officer Jared Wilson, the Richland School District has launched Ride with a Cop, aimed at allowing students in 3rd through 6th grade to ride to school with Officer Wilson. Students also have the opportunity to get a tour of the police department and even activate the emergency lights and radar in the squad car. Each week in April, one student from a designated grade level at the Richland Center Intermediate School is chosen. Students are nominated by a staff voting process, and the families of winning students are contacted by Officer Wilson to arrange the pickup. This effort is one of many supported by Officer Wilson, who resides in the Richland School District, thanks to a partnership between the Richland Center Police Department and the district, which began last July. Megan Wolf, the nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, recently received two national awards recognizing her performance in election administration. Sunday, the American Society for Public Administration honored Wolf as a 2024 recipient of its National Public Service Award. ASPA and the National Academy of Public Administration established the Public Service Award in 1983 to recognize outstanding contributions to public service. The award was presented to Wolf at the ASPA Annual Conference in Minneapolis. ASPA, founded in 1939 and based in Washington, D.C., is a membership association of approximately 8,000 public administration professionals and scholars. Wolf was among four national recipients this year, each recognized by ASPA Executive Director William Shields, Jr. WEC Chairman Don Mills, a Republican appointee to the commission, extolled Wolf's efforts in administering Wisconsin elections.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC.
Today is Thursday, April 18th. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River, died Monday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort. Burial will be in the Highland Public Cemetery. Friends may call at the Soman Larson Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Maxine Elaine Hassman, 89, of Blue River. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died Sunday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center, died April 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Pratt Community Hall, with a time of sharing at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Judith Bellamy Nicholas, 76, of Richland Center. Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland, died April 8th at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church in Highland. Burial will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery. Friends may call at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until 10:45. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home in Highland is serving the family of Mildred Millie Esser, 97, of Highland. Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet, died April 10th at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services of Muscadet is assisting the family with arrangements for Kenneth W. Stanichka, 82, of Muscadet. Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green Monday from 9 until the time of mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97, of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season.
Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.